Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 27, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with awakeningplus.com and astroshaman.com. This is a free public event, divinely directed. That means I don't know what's going to happen, but the divine does, and we'll just kind of go with the flow. So this is one of our more popular events typically, and we got a good turnout tonight, which makes it popular yet again. So for those who are brand new, let me explain a little bit about what goes on here. So we are going to, after this little intro, I'm going to set up the container of energy. I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting in front of. I'm going to call a whole bunch of divine allies. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. They're from all different cultures and traditions and religions, and they all play well together. Once they're all here, we'll set up a container to make it safe to work and powerful and awesome. And then I'm going to guide you all in embodied awakening. And what that means is I'm going to teach you very easy, quickly how to call your higher self to merge with your human self. You'll just relax, let it happen, and you'll go into as deep a state of embodied awakening as serves highest good. And then once we're as bright and shining and awakened as we can be, then we'll relax, and each one of us will receive whatever we need, healing, awakening, whatever. It may be more we just all chill and each have our individual experience. I might be guided to guide us in more group things. I have no idea. Like I said, it's divinely directed, not Benjaminly directed. I want to check Spirit Song is here, and I'm going to set her up as a co-host so she can unmute if she needs to. Yes. Okay, so Spirit Song now. If she chooses to, we'll co-facilitate at times. She might not, but she is here and her energy is with us. That's great. We don't always get that privilege, but I love it when she's able to show up. And I guess that's all you need to know. So let's begin our process. By the way, this call typically goes, an hour or so. It might be longer. Yes, not up to me. Our two basic requests are, once we begin our energetic field, please continue with us only if you can give this your full attention. That means you're not doing anything else at the same time. No multitasking, please. We all co-create the field, even if you're on the recording. This is true. So just act as if you're right here in the room with me and give it the same focus and concentration as if that was true, because energetically, you are. And if you hold attention well, it helps everyone. And if you're not, then it actually drags the whole field down. So there's no spectators here, only participants. The other is if you have to leave early before I close the container, then ask the allies to ease you out of the field. They're happy to do that. You can leave without causing a ripple, so don't worry about early departure. But just please be fully present while you're here. Alrighty. So as we begin, I'm going to invite you to, since you are giving this your undivided attention, please close your eyes now and just relax and become aware of how your body feels. Just somatic awareness, pure and simple. And then if you have any energetic awareness, you're aware of the part of you that's energy in or around the physical body, just notice that as well. If you have that awareness, just be aware of that and the physical body all at the same time. Good. Okay, so just note that as your baseline. And I invite you to simply rest in energetic awareness. If, as I call energies in, you feel energy shifting in and around you, your only job is to be passively aware of that happening. If you do not feel that, simply feel your breath come and go. Either way, you'll get your best outcome here. If you're completely passive, that means no visualizing, no mantras, no doing anything at all. Passivity, relaxing, just being aware of the allies coming in. So that's the best way to run this. And as you just relax and be super passive and feel things happening on their own, I'm going to set up our container. Pachamama, Mamakia, Viracocham in ti quici. I am that I am. A call of my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, I call in Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Sweet. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu, Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Boa, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. So, Spirit Song, if you have any allies you'd like to call in addition, please unmute yourself and bring them on in.
Thank you. And I call to Oya and Oya Zare, to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, to the elders, the ancient ones in all traditions. I call to those who are aligned with our highest good in this sacred healing container this evening, on any dimension, call to our higher selves in service that we have been on any dimension at any time. I call to the divine beings in the waters and to the spirit of the waters, oceans, the creeks, the springs, the waterfalls. Thank you for your beautiful medicine. I see some beautiful hummingbirds joining us tonight, and we are grateful. Butterflies everywhere. We are grateful, so thankful. Chu Chen, Red Serpent, thank you for being here. You've already been thanked, but I wish to add my gratitude to the angelic beings who are here with us in such great numbers tonight. We are grateful to all of you. We express our deepest, deepest gratitude and look forward to the magic of the healing that will take place among us, within us, that we may share with others everywhere, all around this world, and all dimensions and all universes, because we're all one, one heart, one heartbeat, one love. And so it is. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Spirit Song. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a solid container. We're in safe space. So now, if anyone else would like to call in additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome. So we'll leave a moment for any additional allies to join us. Please, if you're going to call any, please begin now. Feeling good. Keep them coming. Okay, just a moment longer for additional allies. Please wrap up your invocation if you're still doing it. All righty, feels awesome. Good job, fellows. Guys, gals, whatever. All right, so just take a moment to feel your body and your energy now. You might be just feeling your own body and field. You might have more expansive awareness into the whole field of energy we're all working in now. Whatever you're feeling is perfect, but just feel it for a moment. All right. So next, I'm going to guide you in a brief process of calling your higher self into your human self. I know we have newbies here, so I'm going to give a full explanation. So the embodied awakening invocation calls your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You'll only get as much awakening and energy as you are ready for. Overwhelm is not possible. You're safe. It's like your body is a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat. Your divine is going to drive. At any point your ego does not like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel instantly. The divine steps out right away with no fuss. Ego's back in control if it wants to be. So for the ego, this is safe. It's reversible. You're just trying it on if you're not used to this sort of thing. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more joyfully and more responsibly. Instead of having to figure things out all the time, you can know through intuition what to do more and more. And there's lots more bliss. That sounds good. Let's try this thing on. So in a moment, I'm going to have you speak right to your higher self. Do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. We're going to say 8 words. So please, starting now, repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Excellent. Release the words. And now be really passive. I'd like you to just feel energy moving in your body if you're aware of that. And if you are, that's all you need to do. Just passively feel the energy moving all by itself. If you do not feel that, that's fine. Just feel your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control. Passive either way. As you do this, wow, we got a great group field going. Well done, guys. So as this goes on, here's a few tips to do this really well. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. So you're really passive, just allowing energy or breath to move itself. If you get distracted, you'll realize that at some point. And at that point, first, don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Please let it be just as it is. And also realize you're going to treat it like an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay attention to it. So instead, you're going to relax your attention back into just feeling energy or feeling breath. And if that distraction continues, no problem. Let it do its thing in the background. It's not you. You just relax into feeling energy or breath. And the final nuance that can make this even better is to use the least effort that gets the job done. What that means practically is, if you're feeling energy moving in your body, you want to use the least effort to feel that. Same goes with breath awareness. So whichever you're feeling, let's do a quick little experiment. For a moment, let's drop to no effort at all. Starting now, go to 0. Just be. Whatever happens is fine. Just try it for a moment. No effort at all. Just being. Well, that's doing some nice things for the group field. So if at 0 effort, you still have awareness of energy or breath, 0's perfect. Congratulations. If at 0, you have lost awareness of energy or breath, then you just add teeny tiny increments of effort back until you've added just barely enough effort to feel it again. If you're not sure, add a little, subtract a little, play a little bit, until you found out there's my sweet spot. That's just the bare minimum effort I need to feel that. So determine your minimum effort, whether that's zero or just a little bit of effort, probably way less than you would have imagined. And then just rest at that level. A critical idea with these invocations is you have to let the divine do it for you. Your ego did its job already by calling it in. Then the ego relaxes and becomes passive. And the more passive the ego is, the more free rein the divine has to do what you asked. The moment your ego jumps up and tries to do it through effort, the divine sees that, says, oh, they invoked free will. I was so ready to do it for them, and they've up and tried to do it for themselves. Divine law requires me, the higher self, to back off and let them try. I already know they either can't do it at all or can't do it as well as I could, but hey, free will zone. So if at any point during this process you discover you're using effort or willpower to try to make something happen or trying to stop something from happening, as soon as you realize that, just relax again. Go back to just feeling energy or just feeling breath and see for yourself how much better that works with this system. And it's so much easier. Oh my God. So we'll take just a moment longer to just rest. This feels getting really sweet. And then soon we'll begin our formal divinely directed process. So a beautiful blended group field has already formed. The nature of this is that those who are awake enough spiritually will feel it automatically without even trying. Those who are not will not be aware of it yet. And that's fine. Either way is perfect. We're each where we're at. So if you feel that, then you'll notice a part of you just blending into that group field really beautifully, very blissful. Beyond that, pretty much indescribable. And if you're not feeling that, no worries. When you awaken enough to feel that, you'll pop in automatically. So please don't try to get there. Just notice if and when you do. And once you're in that field, there's nothing to do. The field runs itself. And there's no individual you there to do anything anyway. It's a group thing. Okay, the allies are ready. So before we get it on with the allies here in that way, let's see if you're in embodied awakening. There's a quick and easy way to know. So just take a moment and feel yourself as you are. Just resting in the awareness of whatever is already happening. And then answer this question, just with a yes or no. Is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state is holding itself automatically. Is all that true right now? Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just answer yes or no to yourself. If it's a yes, you're in embodied awakening. The qualities I just described are about as close as words can get to describing the higher self. That's how it is always. Doesn't know how to be any other way. So if your human self is experiencing that, it's because you've merged with your higher self, at least enough to feel that. There are infinite gradations of blending and merging with the higher self. But if you're just at the base level, just what I call awakening 101, then that's your experience. If so, congratulations. Just rest comfortably in that. If you even got partway there, just a little less mental chatter, a little less challenging emotion, a little more peaceful, that's great. It's not a black and white. There's a whole range of subtlety from completely unawakened to completely into embodied awakening. And even moving the needle a little bit is awesome. So whatever you've done, it's wonderful. We all do the best we can each time. So just note, am I fully there? Am I partially there? What's going on for me? No judgment, no fault finding, just noting what's really happening. There you go. Okay. So now that we know where we are, we're ready. Divine allies, thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting our divinely directed call tonight. Our request is that you give each person who's doing this event, whether they're live or on the recording, exactly whatever they need. Whatever awakening will serve them, let it be so. Whatever healing will serve them, let it be so. Whatever other experience will serve them, let it be so, as long as it all serves highest good. Thank you, allies. And they're going to work. So now you humans, you've got a simple job, relax and allow. Just relax. And whatever's happening, just experience it. I'm a big fan of somatic awareness. So whatever is happening in my physical body or in my energy bodies, I love just to relax into the feeling of whatever that is. Some of you may be having visuals. That's fine too. As long as the visuals are happening spontaneously and you're not generating them yourself from your willpower. So just relax into whatever you're seeing and feeling. Thoughts, usually not so helpful in this context. I like to relax into feeling and seeing, and if thoughts are there, I just gotta let them fade into the background. To be more accurate, I simply focus a little more on feeling and seeing and a little less on thinking. So we allow everything, but we let the thoughts swirl in the background more, and we let the feelings and visuals come a little more foreground when we're just relaxing into embodied awakening. Now, these are just my preferences. You, of course, can do what you want, but over many years of leading events like this, this seems to work the best for most people. So those are my suggestions. So now we're going to relax and just have your own experience. If I or Spirit Song are narrating something, then just let that be happening. And if it's not what you're experiencing, that's fine. Just let it be as it is. I've given Spirit Song a unmute request, so when she's ready, she can do that. She may or may not speak. And the energy is moving quite nicely. So you may experience anything from extreme divine bliss to significant challenge if they're doing some healing for you. One thing you do not have to worry about is overwhelm. Never will happen on calls like this. Doesn't serve highest good. So if it's challenging, just be with it. Just be present with wherever it's challenging. Otherwise, be passive. They can heal it better than your ego can. Even if it's extreme bliss, just be with it passively. Let it be as it is. I may or may not be called to sing. I have no idea. We'll just see how it goes. But what I do know for sure is the energy is really strong and sweet. There's plenty happening. And now relax into your experience. If there's times of silence, I'm not going to yammer just to yammer. If there's silence for a while, just rest in the energy. Know that I and Spirit Song are still here holding space for you. Okay, the divine is calling for a song. This is actually one called Illumina. And if Spirit Song is called to come downstairs and sing harmony with me, she's welcome to do that or not. But they're definitely calling this song. And just relax. And this is ceremonial music. It's designed to support your process. It's not a performance. It's just an enhancement to what's already happening.
Grandioso sol, sol central. Oh, grandioso sol, sol central. Ilumina, 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 ilumina. sa medicina illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandioso fuego, fuego. Oh, grandioso fuego, fuego. Illumina, 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 illumina. O grandiosa água pura, o grandiosa água pura, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Illumina, illumina.
Come closer.
Oh, grandiosa ere limpia. Oh, grandiosa ere limpia. Illumina, illumina. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosos maestros, maestros. Oh, grandiosos maestros, maestros, illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosos niños, niños. Oh, grandiosos niños, niños. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosas mariposas. Oh, grandiosas mariposas. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosas estrellitas. Oh, grandiosas estrellitas. Illumina, illumina, illumina. grandiosas angels and joys. Oh, grandiosas angels and joys. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosa ayahuasca. Oh, grandiosa ayahuasca. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosa Huachuma. Oh, grandiosa Huachuma. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandioso magic mushroom. Oh, grandioso magic mushroom. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandioso tabaquito. Oh, grandioso tabaquito. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosa familia. Oh, grandiosa familia. Illumina, 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 illumina.
Thank you, darling.
My pleasure.
Just relax, become aware of how you feel right now. Whatever you're aware of, your physical body, your energy, the field of consciousness you're in, your breath, whatever you're aware of, just relax into that awareness. Just be with it. The allies are encouraging us all just to go now completely passive. Drop all effort and just let the space you're in hold you. You have a really strong field. It can totally do this for you. So just try that. Just being only. Just be. You may be feeling more of you than you felt before. Feeling yourself perhaps as energy more than flesh. You've already felt yourself as energy, maybe the frequency is a little higher and subtler than before. Whatever you're feeling, just feel it. So you know, I say we're going to go a little beyond an hour. Cool. So relax. Again, if you must exit the call early, live or from the recording, just ask the allies to ease you out when it's time. Otherwise, I sure hope you're able to stay with us, because if they're extending beyond an hour, it must be because they have some really cool stuff waiting. I invite you to release any expectation of what's coming. This is divinely directed after all. You don't know if it's going to be bliss or challenge or some of both or something completely different. Just relax and be with what it is. The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. The allies say they've now got a download about to start, and they want each of you to check just how relaxed, open, and receptive you are to it, and that each person will be getting a unique energy infusion, exactly calibrated for you, whether you're live or on the recording. So just relax, open. The allies are still waiting for some of you to relax and open, so please do. Don't worry, it'll be exactly right. That's better. Now the infusion's coming. Good. So you're a sponge, it's water, just let it soak in. Receive this totally customized energy experience that serves your highest good right now. If you're in the membership Awakening Plus and you do this call more than once, then what you're experiencing right now will be different every single time. Beautiful. Feels like most people are receiving it really well. Just relax and receive. Fully passive, simply allowing. Your ego cannot do this for itself. This is above its pay grade. So just let it relax and abundantly receive this divine blessing. So they're calling another song. It's actually the same one I did Monday night on the New Earth Support Team call. But it's the kind of song you don't mind hearing more than once, hopefully. Abrete Corazon. Abrete Corazon. Abrete Sentimiento. Abrete Entendimiento. Deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Ábrete memoria antigua escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, bajo el fuego, bajo el agua. Ábrete, corazón. Ábrete, sentimiento. Ábrete, entendimiento. Deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya. Ya es ahora, ábrete corazón y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece, la vida perdura, que para llegar a Dios que prende a ser humano. Ábrete corazón. Ábrete sentimiento. Ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es ahora, ábrete corazón y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece, la vida perdura. Que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón. Ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol
escondido en tu interior.
That definitely shifted the feel for the better. Just relax into that new sweet vibration. If you're not accustomed to feeling yourself at this level of frequency, just relax into it the best you can. Some of us are requiring some healings to get to this level. You can't get to a new level until you've sort of flushed out the heavy energy that was keeping you from being there in the first place. So often the movement to a new level will be accompanied by or preceded by some heavy energy release. Whatever's happening, just relax into it. And as always, let the divine beings do it for you. Just be passive, witness what's happening, be with it. But from the ego, please do not do anything about it. Let the divine do it for you. Please, please, please. It'll work so much better. Yeah, the allies are encouraging us all to just relax to zero effort, just be and allow. They're asking me to remind you once again, please be completely passive. Just let them do it for you. Whether it's healing or awakening or whatever, just let them carry the load for you. Just be passive. Zero effort. Okay, now I'm becoming a little more aware of my physical body, which lets us know that we're slowly going to be focusing back into physical form. However, this is a both and process. They're going to gradually make you more conscious in your physical form, your human form. And they're going to bring in as much of this altered state, as much of these higher levels as your body can hold. They have to do this gradually. So please relax. Again, be passive. And let them slowly bring these frequencies into your physical body as much as it can hold. They're very observant. They're not going to give you more than you can do. Overwhelm is not a possibility here. You just stay passive. Let them upgrade your human frequency just as much as you can do right now. You, at the human level, just witness and allow. Yeah, I'm feeling more solidly embodied now. But I can tell I don't feel the same as when we started. As you recall, I had you check in a time or two. How do you feel right now? And if you do the same check-in now, how does the body feel? How are you aware of your energy bodies? If you're anything like me, I'm feeling really different. Much more tingly, much more high vibration, much more spiritually awake than before. Just see what your experience is. And again, passively let them integrate then as much as they can, which can create a permanent upgrade in your awareness. And my experience has been, no matter how many of these you get, there's always more levels available as soon as you are ready. Like the old joke, what's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. Or in this case, room for upgrade of consciousness. Okay, that's feeling kind of stable. Just feel your body and see if it feels like they're kind of stable now. You've kind of put in as much of that higher frequency as you can hold right now. See if that's your experience. Yeah, that feels really stable right there. So I believe we're good. The last thing they'd like to do, possibly, unless they have more things, is to gift this out to all other beings whom it will serve. Critical note, this does not diminish us. We're not losing anything. It's more like loaves and fishes and multiplication. If anything, you will gain more of this awareness by sharing it. So here we go. Allies, please spread this good medicine out to all other beings whom it will serve for highest good. Thank you. Now, you humans, it's broadcasting. There's nothing you have to do. Again, please, no visualizing, no sending, no action, no effort. Just be and passively notice the radiation of the energy out to other beings. And because this comes from infinite supply, This energy can light up the whole universe, and if anything, you'll get a little bit more. Everybody wins. This is an infinite sum game. And as you relax and just allow yourself to experience this larger field, you will now experience as much of the universe as you're ready to be aware of right now. This energy is expanding to the entire universe. And when you get to a certain level, when you send energy to something, you also merge with it. So just relax, see how much of the universe you're aware of right now. If it's just your own human self, that's fine. If it's more than that, that's fine. Just note what you're experiencing. Good. And now we're refocused into our bodies again. But once again, because of what just happened, the frequency might feel higher and subtler and more sweet. Now the allies say, now it's time to close the container. And after we do this, we'll allow some feedback.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coachan in tea. Kui chi.
Thank you, Alice. What a beautiful experience. Allies, as we go, or rather as we close, allies, please go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. As always, Spirit Song and I request that you stay with us always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Oh. Okay, that officially closes the divinely directed process. Let me just mention briefly, if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you can check the whole membership out at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. We do all kinds of cool events. Many are members only. The archives of over 425 events are definitely members only. And we've got a best of page to point you to the very best ones. There's some awesome courses to teach you the ins and outs of invocations and working with divine allies and doing internal family systems therapy on your own. It's just a lot of powerful stuff, a lot of good community in there. So it's very, very inexpensive as well. So feel free to check that out. It's designed to support your healing and your awakening rapidly, easily, and pretty much without effort. Again, that's awakeningplus.com. Anyone who's hearing my voice is welcome to work with me as a private client at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, stuff like that. Again, astroshaman.com. All right, so let's open it up and see if there's any feedback from anyone. Questions, comments, anything at all? Give me a sec to get this rolling. Oh, Unmuting has been allowed the whole time. Who knew? That got activated too somehow. So it's already active. So if you would like to speak, just click your mic icon, or if you're on a phone, hit star 6 and we'll hear you. Don't raise your hand. Just do it. And if you'd rather type in the chat, just type in the chat. Either way is fine. Anyhow, the floor is open. And if there's times when nobody is communicating, even though the container is closed, if you feel into the field, it's still pretty sweet. So if it's happening, we can just enjoy that. And of course, if you're done, you can always just click off or turn off or whatever. But you're more than welcome to stay to either participate or hear what others are contributing. Also, my compliments. Great recovery after our little technical glitch. You all kept the energy beautifully focused and harmonious. And that allowed us to make a quick recovery and have this beautiful experience. Vanessa says, thank you. You're welcome, Vanessa. So glad you were here. She says, me too. Yeah. We have a lot of folks who show up for these events pretty consistently, and collectively, we've created a pretty strong group container. So it helps us have a really potent experience quite consistently. Susie types, I enjoyed hearing your new song. Thank you. So for those who are curious, the first song was Illumina, and Spirit Song did harmony vocals on that one. And the second one was Abrete Corazon, which is a fairly new one. I've only done that, I think, 3 times now, all pretty recently. Jay types, it was a blessing to rejoin this community. It's been a while since I've journeyed with you, but I send you love always. Thank you, Jay. Brandy types, thank you, beautiful music, beautiful evening. Pancha Avatar says, that felt like what alchemy feels like. Sweet, no? Yep. We might have transmuted a thing or two. It's a timely word, Pancha Avatar. This very evening, I started a marketing book called Alchemy. So, good word choice. And I started reading it, not writing it. You only write one book at a time. All right, it's kind of quiet on the feedback. We'll leave just a moment longer to see if anyone has anything to ask or say. Okay, Pancha Avatar, I see you've unmuted. Please make sure your audio is as good as it can be. You know, we've had issues understanding you in the past, so get nice and close to your mic and speak if you would like.
It's just like, only word I can use that. Because so much is happening at all, like we're all merging with itself. So it's just like, being in different libraries and being in different classes of like editing and just enjoying all of it. So for me, happening.
Good. Yeah, I had trouble understanding you, Pancha Avatar, but I definitely got a sense of appreciation in you having had a positive experience. So I hope I got that just correct.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And Brian has typed as well. And he says, much thanks to you and Spirit Song in facilitating such a beautiful ceremony, and to everyone and all the allies for such blissful energy, continued blessings, so sweet. Brian, hoping you're having fun on your vacation in Miami. Jay, once again, types, definitely some transformation and healing tonight. Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome. It wasn't me doing it. It was all of our collective energy, human and ally, that collectively made the magic happen. That's how it works. I sometimes say, I'm just your empathic tour guide here. I'm not doing the work. The work happens through magic and synchronicity and spontaneous collaboration in the inner worlds. New frequency came in just a few seconds ago. Kind of sweet and a little bit heavy. Not heavy in a bad way, but just a sense of gravity to it. Like just gently pressing me into the earth energetically a little bit. So I'm getting a sense of wrap up. We've been going nearly 90 minutes. That's fairly long for a call like this. So last call for a question or comment before we wrap it up. Spirit Song, was there anything you wanted to say at this point? Maybe not.
Did I get successfully unmuted? I was pressing the wrong thing.
Here we hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just grateful to be a part of this and so appreciate the energy of those who come and create such a beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift. It's truly a gift to everyone. And I'm grateful.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah, blessings to all.
Doesn't the energy get sweet when she talks? Oh my gosh. We got us an embodied angel here. Lord be praised. And that feels like pretty much a wrap. So unless anyone jumps in just immediately, we'll call it a night. For those of you who are members of Awakening Plus, tomorrow night is our monthly Ask Us Anything call, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on the 28th of April. So feel free to jump in and ask questions, or if you have answers, we're discovering there's a great deal of collective wisdom among the people who show up for that. And we've learned it's great to let anyone who's got some good things to share just to share them. So it changes me. So show up for that tomorrow night if you wish, and that'll be our last scheduled event for April. And then within a few days, you'll get an email if you're on the Astro Shaman mailing list, and we'll announce all the cool events for May. So big thanks to everyone. As always, there's always a gazillion other things you could be doing. The fact that so many of you show up here and so many of you coming so consistently, I'm just hugely honored by that, deeply humbled and really grateful. Thank you all so much. Thank you, beautiful allies. You're so awesome. And big gratitude to everybody. Good night.